If it's October, which it is, then it must be ADHD Awareness Month, which it is. And if it's ADHD Awareness Month, it must be time for TED Talks from Ada. They're kind of like TED Talks, but shorter, snappier, ADHD friendly, if you will. And this year, they're all about executive function. You know, that front part of our ADHD brains that helps us plan and prioritize, remember what we're doing, following through, or not. So here's your chance to hear from 31 different experts. It's just another way Ada supports adults with ADHD. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Casey Dixon, coach at Dixon Life Coaching, and Ada has asked me to talk with you today about how to unlock your executive functions with a single key. If you know a lot about ADHD already, this TED Talk might seem like revisiting the basics, or it might seem like I'm not including all of the complexities of the neurobiology of ADHD. This is true. My goal is to help you sidestep the messy complexities of having ADHD and gain increased time, energy, focus, and productivity in a way that will be manageable enough for you to implement regularly for yourself. It's not a clinical approach. It's my practical approach, your introduction to the key that will allow you to unlock your executive functions. So, are you ready to dive in? Over the years of working with adults with ADHD, I've developed a list of executive functions that are affected by it. This list is a synthesis of the evidence from my clients, as well as an adaptation of the work of Dr. Thomas E. Brown. Dr. Brown provides a clear and cogent model of executive functions impaired in ADHD. His model has 6 clusters of related cognitive functions that interact dynamically for self-management, which is what executive functions do. I have simply altered and added to his model over the years to make it more easily understood by the adults with ADHD that I work with, so that we have sort of a shared language. My model has the big 10 executive functions impacted by ADHD. I've put these in order from having the biggest impact on my clients to having the least impact on my clients. Now, remember, that's a generalization and everybody's different, but it sort of works out this way for most of the people with whom I work. So I'm going to bust through these pretty quickly. So hold on to your hats. Let's start with the most difficult one, which is activation. Activation allows you to get started and restarted on tasks and transition from one task to another. Next is working memory, which allows you to hold on to something in your mind while you're acting on it, remember what you're doing in the moment, and return to something you want to remember after a little distraction. Emotional control allows you to sense your own emotions and react without over or under reacting. Planning, which allows you to make decisions in advance and direct your next steps. We also have inhibition, which allows you to block distractions and negative non-self-supportive thoughts or behaviors. And impulse control, which allows you to look before you leap or think before you act. Next is self-monitoring, which allows you to observe what and how you're doing and notice the passage of time. That's a big one. Also, effort, which allows you to guide your energy so that you can be really alert and active, or more settled or calm down, or even winding down to sleep. Then we have focus, which allows you to direct, sustain, and shift your attention. And lastly, but not leastly, well, maybe a little bit leastly, is organizing. Still really difficult because organizing allows you to put things in order and locate things, including memories, ideas, and things in your mind. Whew, that's a lot of executive functions to manage. Wouldn't it be easier if you could focus on one thing that acts like the key that unlocks your executive functions? The one solution that will save you time, increase your productivity, and earn you greater confidence and peace of mind? Can you imagine the impact that this key will have on your life, on your work, frankly, on all of it? The neurochemical that most folks were talking about when it came to ADHD over the past 25 years or so was norepinephrine. Norepinephrine is useful when you have ADHD because it helps you to be alert and to pay attention. It travels around your brain. And when something important happens, it tells the brain to wake up and pay attention. That sounds helpful, right? But norepinephrine is not the key. It's helpful, but not enough. Paying attention doesn't help your executive functions, those things that help you to get started on tasks, make decisions, stick with good habits, finish projects, or handle your emotions. Directing your attention is just one of these executive functions. To get all of your executive functions at their best takes a much more powerful neurochemical. It turns out that the most important neurochemical for ADHD is dopamine. This might not come as a surprise because this is why we're all talking about dopamine lately. Dopamine is the key to all things ADHD. Dopamine is a neurochemical that signals to our brain when something important is going on in a similar way as norepinephrine. It also checks in kind of to see how something feels and whether or not it seems like it will be rewarding to us. If something seems like it's important and will be rewarding, then more dopamine is released in your brain and the cycle gets even better. Important and rewarding things motivate us and unlock our executive functions. People with ADHD have disrupted dopamine reward pathways in their brains. This leads to pretty tricky and problematic motivation. What this tells us is that motivation and executive functions are not an act of will or choice. It's just a part of our biology. So what does that mean? Disrupted dopamine pathways with lower dopamine lead to an inability to take motivated action towards goals consistently, even in the presence of rewards. Taking motivated, goal-oriented actions is what we use our executive functions for. Taking action is especially hard with tasks that are really boring, repetitive, less interesting, or perceived as too darn difficult. This problem leads to or exacerbates poor time management, procrastination, poor organization, and feelings of overwhelm. I bet you that sounds familiar. Dopamine is the key that unlocks our executive functions, and you need more of it more often. This is the truth about ADHD. The beautiful part of this key is that instead of trying to fix all of the executive functions at one time, you can focus on optimizing and maximizing one single thing, your dopamine. So, how do you give yourself more dopamine more often? First, you need to put yourself first. This means that taking care of your animal body becomes your top priority. Are you sleeping well, eating regularly, exercising often, and taking a breath every now and again? If so, you're giving your brain a major boost by increasing your dopamine production. Second, you can learn to manufacture your own dopamine using what I call the ADHD trifecta. The trifecta includes the top three dopamine producers for people with ADHD. They are number one, high interest, number two, urgency, and number three, other people. The trifecta will help you to unlock your executive functions, to get started, to organize, to regulate your effort, to pay attention, and to limit distractions and impulsivity. Doesn't that sound great? In order to more easily access your executive functions, you can ask yourself these ADHD trifecta key questions. Number one, what can I do to make this task or habit more interesting? Number two, what can I do to make this feel a tiny bit more urgent? To learn more about this, you can check out the webinar I did for Ada called Master Your Love of Urgency Without Burning Yourself Out. And finally, number three, what can I do to involve other people in this? Asking how to increase your interest, your sense of urgency, and to involve other people with your task or your habit will help you pump up your dopamine and improve your executive functions without really having to think about all of them as individual functions. It's the key you need for all things ADHD. If you're interested in learning more about the ADHD trifecta, how to get yourself to get better care of your animal body and increase your dopamine key, please visit our website at DixonLifeCoaching.com. That's D-I-X-O-N LifeCoaching.com. You can find our online self-paced course called Live Well ADHD, which has lessons on all of these topics and more. And because you managed to listen all the way to the end of this TED Talk, you get a 25% discount on LiveWell ADHD. Just remember to put in this discount code, all one word, LiveWell25. That's capital LIVE, capital WELL 25 when you register. And I want to thank you sincerely for your attention today.
Hey, congrats, you did it. Listen to the entire TED Talk. And if you think this is great info, there's even more at the 2022 International ADHD Conference. It's a hybrid conference that happens November 16th through the 19th, live in Dallas, Texas, simulcast on the web as a virtual event. Find out more at ADDA, that's ADD.org, where you can catch ADHD webinars, join peer support groups, and get ADHD classes. It's truly priceless, but membership costs less than $8 a month. Okay, enough of the chatter. We'll see you tomorrow with more executive function information.